Tench, is that you?
Yes, darling. Who's this?
What? Who do you bloody think it is?
Is it Barry Norman?
Guess again.
Monty James.
You are testing my patience, Tench.
Sally Field.
You know perfectly well who it is.
Oh, hello, Dab. What the fuck do you want?
You will never guess what.
What's that?
I've just got an email with some very good news in it. Oh, very funny, Tench. You know, I'm about to give you some kind of present, and I'm toying with the idea of not bothering if you're going to be an arse.
Ooh, a present. I like a present.
Yes. It was rather odd, this email. It was signed off by someone who calls themselves Richard Cunt Is, which makes them, in my book, both desperately insecure and illiterate. But for some reason, he's going to give us some money to go to Paris.
He's not from Nigeria, is he?
I don't think so. He said he's transferring it into my bank account. Yes, I thought it would probably do us good to get away. He said, you know what it's for. Go out and do your thing. So I can only assume he's a patron of the arts.
Well, I get packed and I'll see you in the airport in about 5 minutes.
Right then, Tench, I'll see you then. Ah, Gatwick.
Yes, gateway to the world. Isn't
yes.
It a wonderful place? Oh, look at that man over there. He's got his own trolley, pushing his bags towards who knows where.
Ah, it's a world of opportunity, isn't it, Tench?
It's a joyous place. I love an airport, you know. I grew up in an airport in the valleys.
Really? Is that where you're growing up this week?
Yes, I always grow up there.
Oh, what a quaint life lesson did you learn from growing up in an airport?
Never take too heavy a baggage on. When I was a kid, I took too heavy a baggage on to a plane, and they charged me extra for it.
The bastards.
Yes, we were on our way to Honolulu, which was very nice.
I didn't know you were so well-travelled, Tench.
Oh, yes, Honolulu, Lower Honolulu, North Honolulu. We went everywhere, really, when we were kids, you know.
Right, okay.
I accidentally got on the wrong plane once.
Accidentally, or did your parents shove you on the wrong plane?
No, I was in the airport. Thought, I know, I'll get on a plane. It'll take me somewhere exciting. And do you know where it took me?
No, but I'm assuming you're probably going to tell me anyway.
Honolulu. That was a trip, yes.
Good Lord.
Yes, it was a fun time.
You've got some kind of mystical connection with the place.
It was Honolulu, north, south, east and west. I got it everywhere in Honolulu.
Yes, I can imagine.
3 days. So where do we check in?
I'm no expert at these things, but I would imagine the check-in desk.
Oh, right.
Where's the Paris one?
In Paris, I would imagine.
The one for the Paris flight.
Oh, right. What's the name on the ticket?
It's Eastbourne Airlines.
Eastbourne Airlines?
I've never even heard of them.
They sound solid and dependable.
Yes,
they're probably safe.
I'm beginning to suspect this might be something of a budget flight.
Oh, look over there. It's Sheena Easton.
Really?
I haven't seen her since, 1978.
Oh, have you worked with her before, then?
Oh, yes. We worked very closely on the video for the Bond film. You know, the Bond film video. Yes.
Oh, right. What were you doing in that?
I was playing her skirts.
Ah, let's go on. Flap around a bit. Oh, that's very good, actually, Tench.
I give good skirt. I did back then anyway.
Yes. Yes, well, you know, I'm much a fan of the avant-garde interpretive style of acting. I'm grudgingly rather impressed with that.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I do try. I've often tried as an actor over the years, you know. I remember when I worked with Peter Barkworth. Do you remember Peter Barkworth?
Oh, yes, we were great chums.
Yes. You know what his mantra was?
What was that?
Planiani. That was his mantra.
Oh, yes.
Oh, with the Planiani.
Yes. Planned everything he did.
He did, yeah.
Right down to his bowel movements.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had a little diary for them.
He did. And then you know what? At the end of the diary it said, I don't do bowel movements anymore.
Yes. He was a bugger for changing his mind, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
I remember once I went to a lecture by him. Yeah. Spent hours getting on for 4 or 5 hours going on about this one tiny, intricate piece of acting styling. And then got to the end and, like you say, he said, well, I don't do that anymore, of course, so ignore all that I've just said.
Yes, he was a bit of a like that, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was an absolute arsehole.
Yes. A nice nice man, though. He used to give me a nice coffee, you know. He used to get me coffee from the coffee shop.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he used to import it from Brazil, apparently, and he used to sell it to me at £200 an ounce.
Well, that was generous of him, maybe?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, where else would you get such good coffee? I mean,
yes, it's pretty much impossible to buy coffee over here, isn't it?
That's it, yes. It was called the Stare Books.
Good Lord, you really are an idiot, aren't you, Tench?
I'm not an idiot, I'm just a gourmet.
Yes.
Coffee gourmet.
That could be somewhat problematic.
What?
I think the budgetness of our airline might extend to the baggage allowance. Have you, you noticed the sign up behind the check-in desk, Tench? It says there's no bags in the hold and only what you can take on as hand luggage, which means that your 4 vanity cases are probably a little over the limit.
I mean, I need all the things in there. There's that one sort of vodka, there's some whiskey in the other, and of course mixers. You need mixers.
Oh, Tench, we're going to Paris. We'll be getting pissed on wine all weekend.
Oh, God. Well, I've got a bag full of pants, so I'll take that with me.
Well, that'll do. You'll have to leave your concealer behind, though.
Oh, no,
your makeup.
Oh, I can't be doing that. The boys over there like a chap who doesn't look like a spotty Herbert.
It's not the 18th century anymore, Tench. You don't have to, you know, white your face up and put a beauty spot on. You've not brought that ridiculous, enormous periwig, have you?
That's coming back.
You wish.
I was talking to Elton John the other day, and he said that they were definitely coming back.
Oh.
In fact, he gave me that wig. You know, he has a whole collection of them.
Yeah, so he's trying to get rid of it for tax purposes. A wig like that he can write off, save himself thousands.
His partner, David Furnish, said I looked very fetching in it.
No, he's complicit in it.
Oh. That's a bit disappointing, really. Well, I better leave that as well, then. So it's just pants.
Yeah, well, with all the things obviously living in it, it'll probably crawl off on its own when you've gone.
Well. Hello, there's a sound of propellers. Is that our flight going?
Oh, bloody hell, Tench. Come on, get a move on.
Toot check-in, please.
Ah, Paris.
Ah, le pont de l'hume, Hollande, and the fadoule, c'est la car, mon dieu.
What the bloody hell was that, Tench?
French.
Was it?
Yeah, I learnt it from a book.
What book?
It was Gordon Kennedy's Guide to French.
I'm not convinced that's the best way to learn a new language.
Gordon Kennedy writes all the best books about languages. I learned some of German as well from one of his books.
All right, go on, give us a bit.
Oh,
bloody hell.
That means I would like a cup of tea, please.
Well done, you've managed to hurt my eardrums and cover me in phlegm.
You like that sort of thing, you know.
Not from you.
Well, this is a very nice cafe, isn't it?
It's very pleasant, actually, yes.
A nice drop of wine as well. That's my favourite.
Yes, drop of wine. A few nice pastries.
Yes. I haven't been here for a few years. I can't remember why.
Have you been here before?
Yes, in 1997. I remember now. Yes, yes. I was arrested for an act in a pissoir.
Right, okay.
Yes, well, I didn't realise what it was for. I thought it was a street cottaging thing, you know. I mean, it's...
Oh, Tench, you really have no concept of different cultures, do you?
Well, I walked in there. A chap was having a wee when he just pulled his trousers round his ankles, you know. Well, just below his buttocks, you know, this sort of thing.
Right.
Obviously, he didn't want to get a splash on it.
Yes.
I thought it was just an invitation, so I popped up to him, loomed myself up and slipped right in. And he says something like, mon dieu. And the next thing I know, I was being bundled into a police van and, you know, fined 500 francs.
It's the story of your bloody life, isn't it, Tench?
Yes, I was told not to come back, but here I am.
Well, I shouldn't think anyone will recognise you. No one ever recognises you.
No. So what's this wine called? Crab's Revenge? What?
Doesn't sound very French.
Oh, Le Crab Revenge. Is that how it's pronounced, do you think?
Maybe.
It always sounds better in French, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, not when you're speaking it.
I don't know, I thought I was quite good at it.
It reminds me of an experimental piece I did in Paris once. Being
really?
Here again, yes.
Really? What was that about?
Yes, I was being the Eiffel Tower for a while.
Really?
Mm.
Didn't that mean you had to be a damn sight taller than you are?
Well, I mean, it's all in the perspective, isn't it? You know the bit of grass in front of the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, I know it well.
I'd got myself, obviously, in my costume.
Yeah.
That, of course, being nothing but for some grey metallic paint over the old chap.
Oh, yeah.
Laid down in front of the grass, got myself suitably pointing skywards, as it were.
You had an erection?
Well, you can call it that. I mean, obviously, there was a bit of engineering to do to get it pointing skywards. In the end, I had to grab the old sack with a clothes peg and then peg it to the ground.
Well, at least you were well-earthed.
Oh, well, exactly. I would have been fine if I'd have been struck by lightning.
So how did it go down?
Very well, actually. I mean, I charged people 10 francs a go to sort of lie on the ground next to me and look at me in perspective against the actual Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a storm, if I say so myself. I don't wish to brag, but I got 2 people take me up on it.
Well, that's good for you, isn't it? That must be your biggest audience.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah. Of course, I had to pose in front of the Eiffel Tower once, you know.
Oh, really?
I was dressed as Hitler. And,
yes.
Sort of looking off into the distance. And because it was for a film, of course, you know.
It was
for a film about Hitler and him moving into France. And it was quite interesting. It never got released, sadly.
Oh, really?
Yes, it turned out it was made by the BNP.
Ah.
Yes, I hadn't realised that at the time.
Right.
Old Nick Griffin, who, to be quite honest, I'd never heard of, he turned up and said that he thought I should join their little group. And then I found out what they were all about and said, "You do realise I'm a homosexual?" At which point he just burned all copies of the film.
God, he's a tiresome little man, isn't he?
He is, yes. Happily caught a social disease in France.
Yeah, well, it serves him bloody right.
Yes. Penis drops right off, you know.
Ugh, nasty business.
Yes.
Still, I mean, yeah, it's pathetic the way he has to keep up this front of thinly veiled homophobia. You know they're all closet cases.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you pop down to Willesden Common.
Yes.
Yeah, Willesden Common, and there they are, tackle in hand.
Yes.
Wanking onto each other's faces. It's ridiculous that they think that people believe them to be anything else, really.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Yes. A bunch of ourselves.
True.
Yes, more bottoms than tops in that case.
Oh, dear. It must be a terrible shame for them to be so imbalanced.
Yes, they have to often balance each other up by sort of killing each other. It's quite an interesting sight, really.
It's very primal.
It is. They sort of bury the bodies in the back gardens of various houses, and you never see them again.
I'm assuming, you know, after they've passed them around and had their way with them.
Yeah, exactly. It's a BNP orgies are never ones that you walk away from.
No.
You know,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, you can sort of limp away from them sometimes and maybe a bow-leggedy dance away from them, but very rarely do you walk away from them.
Dirty bastards.
Yeah, dirty. Waiter! More wine, please. Yes. Oh, God, I should ask for it in French, shouldn't I?
Yes, go on. Go on, show us your stuff, Tench.
Long wine! Le monde wine, please.
I don't understand, Tench. I mean, I'm assuming your French is as flawless as you say, yet the waiter there seems rather confused by the whole thing. Confused and possibly slightly angry.
Well, I'll ask again. Tom Wan, please, water.
Oh. Yeah. There's no need for that.
It's rather rude, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's jolly rude, if you ask me. Bastard. I hate the French, you know. I do like France, though, you know. It's where people like us belong.
Well, it is a naturally artistic place, isn't it?
It is.
So obviously two wonderful artists such as ourselves should fit in very well here.
Yes, not starving in a garret, but drinking in a cafe.
Yes, it's far more civilised, isn't it?
Is that your phone going off?
Oh, yes, it is. Hang on. Yeah. Barrington Dab. All right, it's you, is it? Well, I'm in Paris. Where else would I be? What? No, Paris. Like you said, in your email. We should be where? I don't really like the sound of it. What? Well, no, I can't pay you back the money. We spent it.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, my dear fellow.
Bloody hell, Tench, I'm on the phone.
Sorry.
Well, how are we supposed to get there? Right, you think that's a good idea, do you? And there's absolutely no way of backing out. Well, no, I don't have that kind of money. All right. Okay, all right, I've said we'll do it. Okay, right, goodbye.
Who was that?
That was that, what was his name? Richard Cockfish.
Richard Cockfish? Oh.
Him who gave us the money for this trip.
Oh, he's definitely not Nigerian. You did say that, didn't you? Yes.
He didn't sound Nigerian. No, he did sound very annoyed, though, when he found out we were in Paris.
Oh, right. So he's just letting us be in Paris and relaxed and not bothering anymore, then?
Ah, well, that's the thing. Well, apparently I misread the email. We're actually supposed to be in Africa.
Africa?
I know. Something to do with starving kiddies or something.
With the big-bellied children with flies on them.
Yeah, they're the ones. I mean, obviously I told him we couldn't possibly, but he said unless we wanted our fucking legs doing, we'd get ourselves out there.
But I haven't even got my concealer. How the hell am I going to be able to face the Africans?
Well, you'll just have to put up with it, Tench. You know, personally, I consider my legs part of my acting toolkit. I can't really manage without them.
I suppose so. So back to the airport it is, then.
But it had a word with some people, and apparently there's some extra cargo space on some European space people's rocket thing. They're going to fly us over in one of those.
Rocket?
Well, that's what he said.
But don't they just go up?
Well... The rocket just goes up, we go up, and then come down on parachutes, apparently.
That doesn't sound safe.
No, I wasn't overly enamoured, but he seemed very determined and incredibly violent by the sounds of him.
Do you think we could go and live somewhere else? You know, like, I don't know, Belgium or somewhere?
Oh, dear God. I think I'd rather risk having my legs done.
Oh, God. So where is this rocket?
Well, apparently the European space people, or whoever the hell they are, have a base just outside Paris.
Oh, God, well, I better call a cab, then, in my fluent French, and we'll get there. Le cab! My car!
Yes. Well, you keep on with that, Tench. I'll finish the wine. Ah, a rocket.
It's not too bad, is it? This is... It's quite bracing being up here.
Oof. Oh. Bloody hell, I think they skimped on those parachutes.
Oh, yeah. Mine was made of old knickers. I could smell them. Oh.
Mine was made out of netting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought you were going faster than me.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing, really, we landed at the same time.
It is, isn't it?
Well, you must be lighter than me, but I can't see it myself.
I think so, yes.
Yes. Well, here we are. We seem to be in... It seems like Africa. What's this?
It certainly looks like it. It's hot, and it's not raining, so...
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, God, don't be like that, Tench.
What?
No, you've got to be a bit more culturally sensitive.
Oh, right. Well, this chap over there... Oh, Chappie! Chappie, could you give us a lift? Oh, he's going to give us a lift. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's jolly good of him.
Yes.
You know, now we're here, I'm not exactly sure what we're really supposed to be doing.
Well, I think we've got to give away all that money.
Well, I suppose that would be reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. Did he give you any bank details? Anything to transfer the money from?
Yes, I think so. I've got them written down in my wallet.
Oh,
so if we get ourselves into a town, we can get everything transferred over.
Well, this chappy looks like he's giving us a ride, so we'll just clamber in here.
Marvellous. Ah, African town.
Ah, yes, there's...
Yeah. Well, is this a welcoming committee?
They are pointing their guns at us. It must be a 27-gun salute.
Yes, I assume this is some kind of local tradition, maybe.
Oh, I don't think this is good.
Oh. Ah, Dictator's Palace.
Ah, it's very nice here, isn't it?
It's rather well appointed, isn't it, Tench?
It was so good to give away all that money, you know. Yeah.
It is. I think giving really does make you feel good about yourself, doesn't it? I've got a warm glow of sort of what I can only really describe as smugness in me right now.
How much was it? About 200 million we gave that man?
Yes, I'm quite surprised the bank had that much money in it. I thought it was only for our expenses, but apparently...
Yes. Well, it's very nice of him. Oh, well, I'm enjoying this tea anyways. It's the best Earl Grey I've tasted in Africa. Mm.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen next. I can only assume he's brought us here on a personal invitation because he wants some kind of command performance from us.
Yes.
He must have thought, Barrington Dab and his slightly less talented friend Jamie Tench are in town. Obviously, I'll have him up to the old palace for a bit of a performance.
That sounds rather good. Now, what should we do for him, do you think?
I don't know. What have you got in your repertoire at the moment?
Mother Shipton's Cave.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't know, then. How about my Rasta Christmas Carol?
Oh, God, no. I really don't think this is the place for that.
I suppose.
What about one of mine? There was Cogs. That was a rather good one.
That was a good play, was Cogs, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't mind a bit of artistic nudity, do you?
Well, within reason, you know. It's quite hot as the sun out there, you know.
Well, if we want to do a sort of portmanteau of smaller pieces, I do quite a good live performance of my short film, Winkle.
Oh, it's Winkle, yes. When's that coming out, do you think?
Well, it got a limited, exclusive release previously. I'm not sure whether I really want it in the larger chain cinemas.
Oh, well, we'll see if it can come out soon.
Yes.
It'll be good, all that. I might pay a little bit of money.
Really, I should bloody think so too, Tench. There's a lot of work went into that. A lot of work.
Well, don't tell anybody. I transferred a couple of million into my account as well.
What? Tench, you cheeky, dishonest bastard. That was for the little fat-bellied starving kids.
Hey, calm down, my dear fellow. I've put a couple of million in your account as well.
Oh, well, why didn't you just say?
Yeah. So, I don't know what we do next.
No.
Oh, these chaps seem to want us to go with them.
here we go. It's performance time. Hang on. Do I have time to do my stretches and exercises?
I don't know. They seem to be very insistent. Oh, ow,
la,
get off me!
La 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 la.
Do not stick that in me.
Will you be quiet? I'm trying to warm up.
He's taking me away. Ow!
Oh, Tench, he's showing us where we're going. Ah, firing squad.
Oh, so it's come to this, is it?
Yes, I have to admit, Tench, when I was planning our little jaunt to Paris, I didn't really envisage it ending like this.
No, my thespianic career ending in front of 15 men shooting all over me.
Yes, not for the first time.
Oh, it's a bad business. Well, I hope they give us a blindfold or at least some whiskey. That'd be nice.
Yes, hang on. You lot, have you got any booze?
Oh, don't worry. I'll speak to him in the lingo.
Oh, God. Well, you can't make it any worse than it is.
I say, you man, whiskey, now!
Ah, lying on the ground.
Oh, my dear fellow, are you okay?
Amazingly, I think I am, actually, Tench. What the hell went on there?
I don't know. I think all the bullets hit my powder compacts.
Ah, so you did smuggle some makeup in with you then, did you?
Nope, my mistake. That one hit a dildo.
Ah, well, Tench, I never thought I'd be so glad you're such an inveterate pervert.
How are you still alive?
Let's see. This one here, that was stopped by a hip flask. And, hang on, the one on the other side was stopped by a hip flask. And, there was that one that sort of ricocheted off my groin. I think that was stopped by my other hip flask.
Oh, that was good. That was lucky.
It's a bit of luck, isn't it?
Well, shall we stay here then? It looks quite nice. The sun's out.
Well, it's nice and warm, but I'm not sure how happy those chaps are going to be when they come back and find out we're not actually dead.
Oh, good point. In fact, I can see them now coming around the corner.
Yes, hang on. Give us a leg up, Tench. We'll go over that wall.
Right, okay.
Run for it! Ah!